Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Nun Hey, and we are finishing up Si'if Aleph, and we'll try to do Si'if Beis as well. My apologies in advance. I didn't really have a chance to look it over before, but we'll do our best. We'll figure it out. I have the English one here, just in case we get stuck. So let's get that to the right page also. Okay, so we're holding in Si'if Aleph, and we are on the top of page Reish Zayin Amud Aleph. That's today's daf. Today's page is Reish Zayin Amud Aleph. So we are up to Umeimav Yachal Lishboch. Umeimav Yachal Lishboch, right? That's on the top line of Reish Zayin Amud Aleph. Umeimav Yachal Lishboch Hadafne Asfina Veim Yordim Liyam. That if you're in a boat and you want to pour out the water, the wastewater of the boat, you could pour it down the wall of the boat, and then it will go into the sea. The Kivintel Azarkalu Lahadil Liyam, since you're not throwing it directly into the sea, Ela Mikocho Heim Baim, it's only coming Mikocho, because it goes through the wall into the sea. Kocho Bekarmelis Lo Gazru. So even though the inside of the boat, as we learned yesterday, is a Rishos Sayachin, and the sea is a Carmelis. So when it's going from, you're not allowed to move things from Rosh Hashiach to a Carmelis, but over here you're not actually moving from the Rosh Hashiach to a Carmelis, it's only through Kocho that it's going from Rosh Hashiach to a Carmelis. Vayin lekaman sof simin shin nun zayin. So let's see the Mishabura first in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Yachal Lishboch Ratzalomer Dein Mechuyiv Lishboch Shov Chav Dehainu Meiruchitzas Kosos Koros Kai Gavna. You don't have to throw out the wastewater Betoch Hadaf Shal Arba al Arba, Shasul Malas Amayim Derech Bo, using the same method that we discussed yesterday by having a board that is 4x4 tfachim with a hole in the middle, and you're pulling water through that hole when you draw water from the sea below. You don't have to pour it out through that. You could pour it out straight down the walls of the side of the boat. And it doesn't make a difference whether the walls of the boat are 10 tfachim above the surface of the water. Yesterday it made a difference, because if they're more than 10 tfachim above the surface of the water, to pull the water from the ocean into the boat, it necessarily involves going through a makom patur once you're more than 10 tfachim off the surface of the water. But over here it won't make a difference. Even if you don't have a board that is 4x4 tfachim, and you don't even have a ziz, you don't even have a little protrusion as a hacker, you're still allowed to pour out the wastewater down the walls of the boat, because that's only considered kocho. Al dofne dim shofich sas rachok min adofen. We say you pour it down the walls of the boat because if you pour it out further away from the boat, you know, you squirt it out a distance from the boat, havizorik min rishos yachid lekarmelis mamish. Well, then you're actually throwing something from a rishos yachid to a karmelis. Avuzel dafka b'shein adofen gavo asara me'alamayim. That's only a problem if the walls of the boat are less than 10 tfachim above the surface of the water. Dim yesh gavo asara v'ena rosa lishboch al adofen kagon shem esruchim v'areich ikonis l'toch hasvina v'rosa lishboch me'rachal kakosel. But if the walls of the boat are more than 10 tfachim above the surface of the water, and the water that you're spilling out is gross and smelly, and you don't want it sitting on the side walls of the boat, you want to get it out of there, so then you could chuck it as far as you want. Shari, that's mutter. Why? Because then it's going through a makom p'tur. It's not going straight from Rosh Hashiach into a Carmelis. It's Rosh Hashiach to makom p'tur to a Carmelis. Ach b'vad she'asal kol panim ziz l'heker. But like we learned yesterday, when you're throwing from a Rosh Hashiach to a makom p'tur to a Carmelis, or from a Carmelis to a makom p'tur to Rosh Hashiach, you at least need a little bit of a ziz as a hacker, a little bit of a ledge as a hacker. Another trick to do if you're trying to get rid of things and throw them into the ocean is you can put things on the ledge of the boat, on the side walls, the ledge of the boat, and just let it fall off on its own. So that's also considered only kocho, and that's going to be mutter. He says when the Rama points you to the end of Siman Shin Nun Zayin, it gives more details about different types of karmelis, where some of these karmelios, it's not going to be mutter to do such a thing, al yidei kocho, to transfer something al yidei kocho. Back in the Ramah now, shtei svinos zo etzel zo. If you have two boats, one next to the other, also l'taltel mizo l'zo, you're not allowed to move something from one to the other. Elim kein kshura zo b'zo. Elim kein heim gavoa min amayim asara. Unless they're either tied to one another or they're more than 10 tefachim above the surface of the water. Utzrichim la'ariv biyachal meim shel shnei bnei adam. And if they belong to two different people and you want to transfer items from one to the other, well, then you need an eruv, just like any two rishuyos hayachid, where you need an eruv. Siv katan yud zayin, elim ken kshurus, tikshen kshurus alf bishen smuchus l'zu. If they're not tied together, even if they're very close to one another, mikol makom asuyus l'srachik zumizu, v'nim tzakam l'smefseks beinehen. It's likely that they'll start to distance one from the other. They'll veer apart one from the other, and then it will be that there's a karmelis in between one rishuyach and the other. And whatever you're transferring, you might drop into the karmelis, and then you'll pick it up from the karmelis and put it into the other rishuyachid. And that's why it doesn't even matter if they belong to the same person. If they're not tied together, we're worried you're going to drop something into the karmelis in between, and you're going to come to carry. However, there are those that are matir if they belong to the same person. That we're not concerned that it's going to fall. It's only if they belong to two people that we're going to be machmir when they're not tied together. Because an eruv will be ineffective on two rishuyos hayachid that are likely to just drift apart from one another. When does an eruv work? When you have stationary rishuyos hayachid, where you know that they're going to remain in proximity to one another. But a rishuyos hayachid that's going to just drift apart from another rishuyos hayachid, maybe an eruv doesn't even work. So it's not about that you might drop something in between and you're going to carry from a karmelis. It's about the fact that the eruv won't work. Tied together just means a string that holds them together. As long as it's strong enough to actually hold them together. You need to make sure that there's less than four tefachim of a gap between them. We said that if they're 10 tefachim off the surface of the water, then that's also good as long as it has an eruv. Does matrafilu enim kshuras? Then they don't need to be tied together. Mishum tukam metaltan lishusiyachin derech avir makom ptur. Because then when you transfer something from one to the other, you're going above 10 tefachim over the surface of the water, so it's going through a makom ptur. V'yafal gavde moshe tasu b'diotachas afilu malam e'asar k'mosh kosim sof simen shim mem zayin. And even though we learned in simen shim mem zayin, then on the same side of the street you have two rishuyos that go over a karmelis, you're not allowed to pass from one to the other, even though it's above 10 tefachim off the ground. Over here we're talking about where it's not a Rosh Hasharabim in between them, it's only a karmelis in between them, so even the ground down below would only be in the Sidrabanan, or we're talking about over here where you're actually throwing it as opposed to passing it. Utsrichim la'arev, and you need to make an eruv. Koi gam ala heter de gvo masara af ksheinim kshuros. This idea that you need to make an eruv is even on the case where they're 10 tefachim off the surface of the water and they're not tied together, and it also goes on the case where they are tied together, that you need an eruv. Sefer Beis Meir Choli calls that. The Beis Meir, however, disagrees. V'da'ato, he holds de ksheinim kshuros, when they're not tied to one another, mikivin sha'omdim lisparid, since they are likely to drift from each other, afimim gvo even if they're not 10 tefachim high, even if they are rather 10 tefachim high, if they belong to two different people, an eruv won't even help. Meaning the point is, if they're not tied together, they're going to drift from one another. So an eruv isn't even going to work in such a case. It's always going to be problematic. Okay, sif beis. Beis hakiseh shal pnei amayim, muta ide mechitza tluya. Using a beis hakiseh that hovers over the surface of the water, that is mutter to use by usage of a mechitza tuliyah, the hanging mechitza, ublevat shetei asuya lahatir, provided that mechitza is meant to be matir, to be matir something, aval asuya letznius beis hakiseh bilvad lo mahani. But if it's only made for the tznius of a beis hakiseh, then those mechitzos will not work. And if you make a little ledge that's less than three tefachim that the tzawa is meant to fall on, kodem shetipa lamayim, before it then falls off into the water, eino tzarech mechitzos. Then you're not going to require mechitzos. Tavale kocho bekarmelis v'shari, because that's only considered to be kocho in a karmelis, which is mutter. Meaning, since it doesn't go directly from the boat into the water, it goes on this small daf. So that's a break along the way, similar to how we spoke about before, where you put the bones on the ledge of the boat, and then it flies off into the water. That's only considered kocho. And the same would be true if it falls on the side walls of the boat and then goes off into the karmelis. That would be also only considered kocho. What if you set up such a system before Shabbos and then that little daf, that little ledge where the tzoa is supposed to go, breaks, it's gone, it fell off the boat. Now what are you supposed to do on Shabbos? Just keep all the excrement on the boat? Nah, kavod abrios. The whole thing is only a drabanan, and they were matir the yisur drabanan for the sake of kavod abrios. So, sifkat and chafal, sha'al p'nei amayim, hainu shesamach liyam ule nahar, which means that it's near the river or the sea. Al yidei mechitza tuliya, you could use that beis hakise by utilizing mechitza tuliya, shegavau asar tvachim afshein magas l'mayim. If it's 10 tvachim, even though it's not actually touching the water, asuya lahatir, provided that it's asuya lahatir, that the mechitza is there to be matir something, lipano sham b'shabbos. I mean, you put that mechitza there so that you're allowed, so that you could use this bathroom on Shabbos. Gon sheyasen l'mata saviv l'tzad amayim, demashnas l'mayim l'tznius avida. Meaning, where the mechitza is going protruding down from the level of the boat, where obviously it's just there to function midine mechitzos, to allow having the tzoa go into the karmelis. If it was up from the level of the boat, then it's probably just there for tznius, it's just there for privacy, and then it's not really matter anything. Daf okana pachos mishlosha, haynu shem pachos mishlosha samach l'nekev davi lavud. That means three tvachim close to the hole, which is lavud, vavichari rishos yachid, duk rishos yachid, and it would then qualify as an extension of the rishos yachid, v'nofel rishos yachid, rishos yachid, and therefore it's falling from the boat, which is a rishos yachid, to this daf, which is a rishos yachid, v'afelgav shenofel misham acharkach lemata to karmelis, and even though it falls from there into the ocean, which is a karmelis, kocho b'karmelis lo gazu, that's only kocho, and they were not gozer kocho in a karmelis. Nishbar adaf b'shabbos, if it then breaks on Shabbos, Ratzalom or Shnishbar b'Shabbos Gufa Shiev Shalasakna. So there's no way of fixing it because it's already Shabbos. Ulkach Mutli Panosh on Losa Shabbos. You're allowed to still use the bathroom that Shabbos because that becomes already a Kavod Abrios issue. So to review what we learned today, we said when you're pouring wastewater out of a boat, you need to use kocho. How do you use kocho? You pour it down the sides of the boat, or if the walls are 10 tefachim high, then you could pour over the sides, even at a distance. Then we learned that if you have two boats that are right next to one another, you're not allowed to be metaltel from one to the other unless they're tied together. We had two explanations of what the problem is. Either the problem is that there's a karmelis between them, so if they drift apart, you might drop something in between them, and then you'll come to pick it up. Or the problem is that that you simply need an eruv, and that because it's two separate reshuyos. And then we said that that if it's more than 10 tefachim above the surface of the water, that will also work with an eruv. And then in Sif Beis, we said that if you have a Beis Hakise that's over the surface of the water, you can utilize a mechitza tuluya, provided that the mechitza tuluya is clearly done to be matir, and not only for the sake of tznius. And we can also utilize kocho b'karmelis. How do you utilize kocho b'karmelis? You make a small ledge where the tzoa goes onto that ledge first and then goes into the ocean. That is only considered to be kocho, and if that ledge were to break on Shabbos, kavod abrios would allow one to continue to use that beis hakise. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'ifim, Gimel, and Dalet, same time, same place. Everyone have a wonderful evening. I'm not sure about same time, same place, actually. We have a chasna after to rent it.